like other delegations, I want to thank you for compiling this very useful document that finally brings us into the final phase of our negotiation, and also the facilitators who have put tremendous work into this, and of course also your team. I start maybe out with the issue that has now been raised by several delegations about the financial matters. I mean, any estimate about the costs on different items would be very much appreciated. I don't think that we will have a specific problem with the costs that come from all the proposals, as we see value in them. But as many bureaucracies, we would need to send it into our capital before agreeing to it. And this is important to have it early enough and to not lose time on this kind of issues. Then on the document in front of us, I will focus now on part A and part B. We noticed that there has been the decision here in the text to have this kind of approach that first decides to establish something and then set out the details later. This kind of approach, I mean, is of course useful to some elements. We have used it in the past for some of the databases, but we believe that it is not the right approach for all of the proposals that we are having currently in front of us. And this is of course true for the science and technology advisory process, but also for some of the proposals that we are having under Article 10. So what we would like to see is that some of those who are actually really ripe, who have gone through not only but several PrEPCOM and intersessional periods, should be adopted right away. In case of the scientific and technology advisory process, we also note that the facilitator has a full set of documents ready that we could adopt as they stand. Of course, this is political agreement, but we should not already now go into a phase where we postpone things that are actually ready for adoption. And in this case, we actually see it. If we would go into this kind of way that we decide to establish it now, set out those vague structural decisions as we see here now in B, I mean, I agree with others that we would need more details. If we would go down this way, at least then we needed to have a clear deadline in Article 4 under Section B. And we don't think that this should coincide necessarily with the one that is in Section F. I mean, you could clearly give an earlier deadline for the establishment of the scientific and technology process or board earlier than the others that are compiled in the expert group, as it is called for now. Similar to this one, we also think that the proposals under Article 10, a voluntary trust fund, for example, the Article 7 database, but I noticed that there's a decision on something else, or a biosecurity database, they don't need to go into this mess of discussing later. They are ready, they can be adopted now, and we would like to see this also at this review conference and not enter a lengthy phase where it only will play a minor role and does not really need additional discussions in our view. We also think that it was a very useful comment from Germany on the voluntary trust fund, that it actually helps or strengthens implementation and is not there for the implementation itself. To the comments by the delegation of Cuba on the scientific and technological mechanism, I have to say we would agree that only a sole structure is necessary, but we would see this structure as a structure that only consists of experts. And we also note that this proposal that we have here has gone through a lengthy discussion phase over several years, and this is the outcome of, and I have to say, a compromise between many different views in this room that sets up an open board and an expert board. And we can support this as well, but the preference for us and many other delegations would have also been a sole structure consisting solely of experts. So this is the compromise we have. We can support it, but we should not go into different directions and in different national positions from the past. We should actually stick with the compromise that we have in front of us. I thank you.